likely weaken there over the next week or so. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Henderson Auctions two-day Independence Day public auction selling industrial, construction, forestry, and farm equipment, tractor and service trucks, dump trucks, pickup trucks, trailers, ATVs, campers, boats, motorcycles, air compressors, forklifts, attachments, welding supplies, and more. What can we sell for you? Thursday, June 29th, 9 a.m. Friday, June 30th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, June 28th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. Henderson Auctions. Business license AP459.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Atomic batteries to power.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
I'm the coastal personality, the coastal personality, the coastal personality.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on the WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on the Mixer app. Make sure you download that. Rude, how's it going, man?
Not too shabby, buddy. Just looking over some baseball scores. They had some really early games today. I didn't know that was going to be on tap today.
Yeah, I didn't either. I put together a little something on FanDuel, and we'll see. But some of it I was a little shocked. I'm like, there's Detroit and Kansas City's already in the ninth inning. And it's what almost, well, you know, it's still early. I don't want to give away too much since we do this early in the day, but
right.
Yeah, there was quite a few games. Diamondbacks, Brewers were early. Cubs and Pirates were early, and they weren't in Wrigley, so that makes it stranger.
Yeah. I was interested to see when I looked at my Sports Center app. I was like, huh, that's some very, very early baseball going on today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know the Cardinals play at 3 today, which is early, but that's probably because they've got to go to London, which – I think they start that on Friday, don't they?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that goes over. You know, I know they've won Cardinals, talking about the Cardinals here, 4 in a row. You know, it's going to brainwash some of these upper guys in the organization that hey, we're winners. let's just keep it. Let's keep everything the same. You know, that's actually been the Cardinal way for a while, man. It's just they sit on our hands and let's see how you know, if we can hit a winning streak and maybe sneak into the playoffs, but hey, we don't plan on going anywhere once we get there. That's I think that needs to change, man. But yeah, to be continued, I guess.
Yes, just like the LSU season is to be continued. They're going to continue on tonight when they take on number one ranked Wake Forest after taking care of business against the Tennessee Volunteers last night, 5-0. And actually, it was a pretty good game, man. It's really the first LSU game that I've sat and watched from start to finish. And they've got some studs on LSU's team. Dylan Cruz, a lot of talk about him possibly being the number one pick in the draft this year. He's only hitting .429 this season, by the way.
Yeah, that's impressive.
He had, I think, 100 hits, and 36 of them were extra base hits on the season. So he's good. He looks like a professional baseball player. But either way, it was a great game. Really good pitching from LSU with Ackenhausen. And I think he was only really supposed to go three innings, but ended up pitching six, gave up four hits, struck out seven, no runs. So we'll see. They're going to have to beat Wake Forest twice in order to make it into the finals. But, you know, they really just had one bad inning against Wake Forest the other night when they walked the bases loaded. And, you know, you're going to do that, you're in deep trouble. But tonight ought to be a good game. Like, it starts at 6:00 on ESPN. So got some baseball to watch tonight, and it's going to be exciting. And looking forward to that. And then also, we should probably update everybody on the College World Series Jello Shot Challenge, because that's the most important thing with all of it.
True.
So, where do you think LSU's fans are right now?
Man, they're probably knocking on the door of at least 25,000, eh?
You got it, buddy. They are knocking on the door to 25,000.
Yeah.
They're at 24,416. So I would assume when it gets a little closer to game time, probably see that number go up quite a bit. And wow. And I don't know how many fans are in Omaha for this, but either way, that's a hell of a lot of shots.
Yeah, it is, man. That's a lot of – they probably got people at this bar working around the clock to prepping these and getting them just perfectly jiggly, you know.
Well, and at $5 a shot, that is $122,080 that's going to charity from the fans from LSU. So, you know, they're drinking for a good cause. I guess it's drinking. I don't know how you would describe that.
Yeah.
To me, I don't really consider it. I mean, obviously it's alcohol, but it's not really drinking, but depends, I guess, if you let it warm up in your mouth. I guess, I don't know.
I guess it all ends up in the bloodstream, I guess.
Yeah. And let's see. Wake Forest is actually hot on the heels in second place, though, at 6,798. So they got quite a ways to go to keep up with the good fans of Tigerland. So,
yeah.
Hopefully they win and they can keep this going, because that would be it'd be nice to see LSU win another national title. But
yeah,
they got a good offense for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of talent out there on the field with all the teams that are competing out there right now. You know, the small, I think Oral Roberts, they got knocked out, didn't they?
Yeah, TCU beat them yesterday.
Yeah, they were, I don't want to say no name, but, you know, you don't really hear that name quite often. You hear it a little bit here and there in men's college basketball, but, you know, good for a team like that to be able to make a little bit of rattle, you know. So
it's been interesting too, seeing some of the pitchers from on these college teams. Like, you know, I don't know, you just still don't expect college kids to be able to get the ball up there as fast as what they are. But I think the slowest pitcher I've seen was throwing 93, 94 maybe.
Yeah.
And they all have some pretty nasty – one guy in particular from who was it? I think it was on Wake Forest, man. He was throwing some nasty breaking balls the other night. But yeah, it's been interesting. It's something at least at least to root for whenever the Cardinals are stinking it up. So
that's a fact.
So hopefully they take care of business tonight and get the win, and then play one more against Wake Forest and see what happens. So we need to take a break, and we'll come back. We've got a lot to get to. We're going to talk some more Major League Baseball. We've got the NBA draft tomorrow night, and there's a lot of trade rumors that are going around. And we'll also do some Wednesday night Florida Man also. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM, WGSO.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Save Radio Show on WGSO 990 AM. Well, we're getting closer and closer to the Major League Baseball trade deadline, even though it's about a month away, but it'll be here before you know. And I think the biggest name that's been thrown around a lot in the preseason and since the start of the season is whether or not Shohei Ohtani was going to be traded from the Angels. A lot of people were saying, you know, for sure, because he's not going to stay with the Angels. But number one, you never know. Money talks, the whole grand scheme of things. But the general manager of the Angels came out Tuesday and said that it's highly unlikely that Ohtani is traded as long as they remain in playoff contention, which if it were to start today, I believe they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're playing pretty good ball. I mean, they've been trading shots with Texas, you know, each time they've hooked up this year. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. But it's kind of silly and funny at the same time how these guys base their future, their ball clubs, you know. I mean, the guy's awesome, probably best player in the game right now, and then you're just kind of weighing it in on it's like, how about you maybe add some pieces to make sure you're going to be where you need to be, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've had, you know, without a doubt, the best player in the game over the last 10 years with Mike Trout. And that poor guy, I feel sorry for him for, you know, what have they played, 2 playoff games since he's been in the majors?
Yeah, it's pretty sad, man. Awesome talent.
And, you know, and you think about somebody like Ohtani. So let's say they were to ship him out. You better be damn sure that you can re-sign him if you're going to trade for him mid-season, because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and you're going to have to give up. What was given up for Juan Soto last year is probably the beginning conversation of what you would have to give up for Ohtani, for somebody that's an elite pitcher and an elite hitter. I don't even know how you quantify what you would give up for that. And typically the teams that could afford to keep him or that he would want to be on, they're not going to have the prospects to be able to trade for him to begin with.
Right. And I don't believe in this rental half a season stuff, man. I mean, that's just not for what all you're giving up. I mean, if you're going to do it, get the guy and keep him, you know. You're just wasting so much talent for a mere half a season, you know, from maybe run into some bad luck in the playoffs, and man, you really bellied up on that one, you know?
Yeah. And you devastate your franchise for
a long time.
Yeah. A decade at least. And granted, I don't think Ohtani is going to play the way that anybody with the Padres have, but look what they've done. And they're still what, 2 games under 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely no guarantees.
No. And I mean, even like I said, if you're a team that's teeter tottering, you know, and that could be the piece to send you over the edge to win the World Series this year, I still don't think it's the right move. If the only way you could possibly do it is if he would already agree before the trade to an extension.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't know who his agent is, but I'm guaranteeing that his agent would never allow for that to happen, because he's going to set the bar in the offseason on how much players get paid, because there's not going to be anybody like him for a very long time. So I think he's probably going to get somewhere around $600 million, probably a little more than $600.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely in the ballpark range there. He's going to get paid, man, and all these I mean, if small market teams, once again, no chance. No chance.
No, not unless you could sign him to a 30-year deal.
Yeah.
Pay him $20 million a year. Or what'll happen, and this is how it'll happen, regardless of who it's with, is that, you know, that contract will be backloaded so they have a little bit of wiggle room with salary. but I'm not sure how old he is off the top of my head. I would think he's probably in his late 20s. Oh, he's going to turn 29 next month. That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're looking at, he's probably going to get a 10-year deal, right?
Yeah.
At $600 million a year, you're still paying $60 million. I don't know. I mean, granted, it's all backloaded, but there again, what team's going to want to take that on knowing you're not going to be able to move him ever?
Yeah.
When he's 38, 39 years old, is he going to be pitching like that? Is he going to be hitting like that? Probably.
Exactly. I mean, just look at Jacob DeGrom, man. It's a gamble, man. Big gamble. And, you know, you can't even really speculate on it because it's such a gamble. Mm-hmm. I mean, the injuries are, it seems like with Aaron Judge with his toe, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you know how many, I'm not saying these guys, you know, they're professional athletes, but we hurt our toes in Little League and we still played. You know what I mean? Coach would make you go out and throw a whole game of nothing but breaking balls. And guess what? You're going to take a day off and you're right back out there. You know, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. So we'll have to keep watching, but I don't foresee anybody taking that on, and we'll see what happens in the off season. It's going to be a very educational off season, to put it mildly, and to see how much money that he's going to get, because he's already getting $30 million this year. So, you know, he's going to want more than that.
Yeah. And I can't imagine what all the endorsements and what he's making over, like, you know, Japan, it's just probably nuts over there with, you know, anything to do with him. So he's already a very wealthy man, but it's gonna get even better for the guy.
For sure. All right, we need to take a break, get some news. We'll do that.
There goes my hero. He's ordinary. Don't the best of them read it out, while the rest of them beat around. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. There goes my hero.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit, volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Tico Fox. The Protecting Teachers' Rights Act, which provides school employees with civil and criminal immunity if they intervene in a physical fight on campus, was signed into law by Governor John Bel Edwards. Denham Springs Representative Valerie Hodges, the bill's author, says this gives teachers added protection.
I was very, very excited that the governor signed that. Of course, you know, his wife was a teacher, mm-hmm. and they know what goes on in classrooms. And it had bipartisan support. It passed overwhelmingly.
The bill gained support from both parties. The governor also signed legislation requiring private health insurance to cover the cost of fertility preservation for those undergoing medical treatments for cancer or other illnesses. Baton Rouge Representative Paula Davis says this gives patients additional choices.
Because there are some treatments, you know, radiation, chemotherapy, some medications that may render you infertile.
Davis says this is welcome news to individuals who could be faced with a loss of fertility. LRN.
Is your group looking for a dynamic speaker for your next event? If so, the AARP Louisiana Speakers Bureau is here to help. Our trained volunteer speakers are available to give presentations on various subjects of interest to people age 50 plus, such as caregiving, brain health, avoiding scams and fraud, social security, and much more. To schedule a speaker, call LaTanya Scott, 225-252-1192, or visit aarp.org/LA.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Well, I got my heart up in a beautiful man. I should have known better when I took the risk. I had to wreck myself and a gamble I broke.
All right, thanks for sticking sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. So the NBA draft, which is happening tomorrow night, a lot of speculation going on with what's going to happen other than who the number one pick is going to be. That's pretty much a lock. That's going to be Victor Wembanyama. I think I got that right, actually.
Sounded good.
Did sound good. But even with him, it's funny too. Like everything you hear is, oh, he's the best prospect since LeBron James. Well, just a few years ago when Zion came out, he was the best prospect since LeBron James. You know, you can only say that so many times. I'm not saying the kid's not going to be good. Me personally, just looking at his physique, I find it hard to believe. Granted, I know he'll, you know, start getting with professional training staff and things like that, but that kid's going to have to put on some muscle for sure.
Right.
But it's 7'3" and can shoot from the outside, basically like a Kevin Durant, only taller. I don't know. I mean, you just have to wait and see with somebody like that. I can't say that it's a lock that the kid's going to be, you know, the prototype, future prototype of the NBA. In my heart, I don't feel it, but I don't know enough about him. I'll put it that way. However, it's a foregone conclusion that the Spurs are going to be taking him with the number one pick. But then everything else is kind of up in the air. We've been talking about the Pelicans. You know, they're trying hard to get either the second or third pick, which from everything I've heard, the Hornets don't want Zion. They want Brandon Ingram, which isn't going to happen.
Right.
I have heard a few things about the Blazers possibly wanting to trade their third pick for Zion. But then at the flip side, which I think they would be crazy to do this, but, you know, weirder things have happened. But I've heard that they're wanting to trade or talking about trading Dame Lillard to Miami. And go in complete rebuild mode.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like Lillard, so that's probably why I'm surprised. And the fact that, like, he's stuck around and he's never asked to be traded or anything like that. So I find that to be a little surprising. But it's part of this, too, is that there's so many of the national sports media that are so wrapped up in the super team idea. And really, truthfully, it rarely works.
Yeah, it's proven that it hasn't. I mean, with Lillard, I think he deserves the team to bring some people in around him, you know. I mean, in all fairness, you know, he's paid his dues. He's stuck around. He's been through a lot of ups and downs with that team. And, you know, he's shown he's a one hell of a performer, man. So that's what I would like to see. I wouldn't care too much to see him go to South Beach, man.
I wouldn't either. And they were talking about that being a super team with Bam. What's his last name? Adebayo.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of it for a second. I don't know if I call that a three-headed super team. I think you got two good players with Jimmy Butler and Dame, but I don't know. Bam is so up and down. I'll give him credit. He played a hell of a lot better in the NBA Finals than I thought he would. Because, you know, he was averaging like almost 10 rebounds a game, I think, in the Finals, but you know as well as I do, because you've lost bets because of him just as much as I have, where he can't get you 6 rebounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, you know, thinking about, like, I don't know, like, I feel like Zion is more than likely getting moved, but then at the same time, if you're not going to get a good return on it, it's stupid to do it. You can't just do it to do it. You know, he's kind of got the pedals over a barrel with his, how much he makes. You know, he's entering year one of his $193 million extension, but you know, there's also a level to it that the off the court stuff that's been coming up, you know, with this adult film star, we'll call her that. I think that's a nice way to put it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, all her posting the text messages back and forth of him. And apparently I saw last night that she plans on releasing some tapes.
Yeah.
So, you know,
bright future, man. I bet he's I bet he was feeling like Zion when he was around her.
I bet he was too. I bet he was doing more than windmill dunks.
Yeah.
But you know, there, but that sideshow stuff, man, is that's not making it any easier for the Pelicans to move on and get, you know, to get something in return. And I don't know. I go back and forth with it because it goes back and forth almost daily where, oh, it's unlikely that he's going to get traded. Well, then it's a lock that he's, that he is getting traded. And if you're not, I'll put it this way. If he's not traded in the next 48 hours or before the draft, it isn't happening.
Yeah. That's a shame too, because that chemistry, I think's done flew out the window there, man. So now it's just going to be a problem.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and maybe you can do something in the, you know, during the season. And maybe his stock could rise if he plays all the time. But I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see it. I don't see anything different happening.
Yeah, he's going to, what'll need to happen is his attitude's going to need to completely change, and he's going to need to apologize to the franchise and every one of his teammates for, you know, not having their backs, man.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And I just don't know if it's going to happen, you know, and there's a lot of things about it where do I think that he loves playing basketball? Absolutely. I believe that he loves playing basketball. Do I believe that he loves what it takes to play it at an elite level? No, I don't.
Yeah, I can see that.
I just don't think – I don't believe that he's into it. Now, granted, I know – I think it was last summer that – I think what I read was that he paid, you know, he put $1 million into nutrition and a nutritionist and a personal chef and things like that to get his body where it needs to be. But I don't know. It seems to me like somebody's in his ear that doesn't need to be in his ear. They're not doing him any favors. And I don't, you know, I'm just speculating on that. I don't know for sure, but that's the way it comes off to me because, you know, you've got good veteran leadership on the Pelicans with CJ McCollum and even Brandon Ingram. And you still behave that way. I don't know. It just doesn't look good. And if you want out, say you want out.
Yeah.
That's at least I can give that to Anthony Davis. He wanted out, said he wanted out, and he got out.
Yep. Yeah, there's something that can be done. And it's just the communication's got to step up. And, you know, I hope something does happen before the draft. That way they can get – the Pels can get their due, man. I mean, because I don't feel they deserve to be stuck with somebody that doesn't want to contribute and, you know, be a team player. You know, let him go to – Southern California and just make movies.
Right. You know? Absolutely. You know, and I think that team is it's such a good team and a tight knit team. And it's a shame that somebody like him is disrupting it because they showed last season that when they're all together, man, they're a tough team to deal with. They were leading the West for a while. They were in second place up until the day before he got injured, you know? So the team's definitely got what it takes to get there. They've got a good coach and, it's unfortunate that they've got to deal with all the drama and it doesn't need to be that way. But at the same time, you know, we were talking about, you know, teams trading for Otani and what it really looks like. Well, here you go. What does it look like for somebody taking it on when all, you know, he's got problems. So
yep.
You really want to bring that into your team? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough, man. It's like he needs to be sat down and, you know, talk to him like a kid. Well, he is a kid.
Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you got to lay down the law, man. And I don't anymore. Nobody wants to do that because there's somebody's going to get in trouble for it, or, you know, when I hurt somebody's feelings, or it's goofy, man. I mean, he's getting paid to play basketball, mm-hmm. and he's got a commitment to the city of New Orleans, the franchise, all the fans, teammates, mm-hmm. you know, and clearly that's not happening. I don't know what happened behind the scenes, why he got his feathers ruffled, but I mean, it's silly because he hasn't proven physically he could even be out there, and then other problems are coming in on top of that. And I just think there's no need for it, man.
Well, and I read a stat the other day that, you know, through all these seasons that he's been on the team, he's played, I think, 112 games.
Yeah.
At this point in Joel Embiid's career, do you know how many games that he'd played? And I wasn't aware of this.
How many?
92.
Holy cow.
So that guy taking tumbles all the time on the floor, and he's,
yeah,
cool it.
He's been watching reruns of The Fall Guy, I think.
Yeah.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
It was a goodie. Well, there was one game I forgot who there. It was, I guess, when they were playing the Celtics, maybe. But I counted that he was on the floor, I think it was 14 times in the first quarter. Or not first quarter, first half of the game. That's ridiculous.
It is, man. He needs to come up with some kind of patented play where if, like, he falls down, he could, like, maybe start doing the worm and just, like, spring back up all in one motion. You know, that way it's not so hard on those joints, you know?
Right. But yeah, you know, that's that was a little surprising that Zion's played more than he had at that point in their careers. But I hope for Zion that he can turn it around and have the career so far that Embiid has had, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But I think we'll know a lot more here in the next 36 hours or so. So, all right, we need to take a break. Let's do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with some Florida Man, and then we'll get out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind at ease. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease. I'm Jordana Brewster. I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. And it's not Thursday, but we're going to do a little Florida Man anyways today. So without any further ado, here you go.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so we were just talking about the NBA draft in the last segment, but I bet you didn't know this, that apparently it doesn't matter if you played college or high school basketball, that you can still declare for the NBA draft. Did you know that?
What have we been doing?
That's what I thought whenever I saw this. There is a 21-year-old from Boca Raton, Florida, who has found himself in this year's NBA draft class. He's attending, let's see, what's his full name, does it say? Jordan Haber. Haber is attending Yeshiva University Law School this fall. He read through the draft eligibility legal documents and found out he just had to be 19 years of age during the calendar year of the draft. At least one NBA season has happened since his high school graduation or does not have any remaining college basketball eligibility. So Haber posted a video that went viral with more than 3.1 million views to TikTok with a screenshot of an email response from the NBA that he was eligible for the 2023 draft. According to Forward.com, Haber found the NBA draft loophole and filled out additional paperwork once getting approved via email. He said that he thinks everyone has a dream to be a professional athlete when they're younger, according, and I think it's pretty cool that, like, the average person just kind of found their way and with no ill intent, kind of just having fun. So he's actually going to be in New York tomorrow night for the NBA draft.
What luck,
right? What have we been wrong, man?
Now, granted, exactly,
being eligible and getting drafted is two different things, but still.
Yeah, I mean, hell,
if we would have known that, we would have been applying for every draft.
Yeah, I'd have a nice little draft wall downstairs,
right? I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that is, that's good for him.
Yeah, and so he's going to be at the NBA draft on tomorrow night. So fingers crossed for you, Jordan, that you get that your phone rings and you get picked up from somebody.
But yeah,
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't have that nagging girlfriend on his arm that's giving him the dirty looks. You know, like you see so much during these drafts.
Who was that? Will Levis?
Yeah, That was something. And there's been quite a few more too out there, different players over the years. But
The one that came up on social media that when it was the day of the NFL draft was the picture of Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Got the phone call and his girlfriend was so excited his girlfriend of the time, I should say.
Yeah.
Was so excited. And It said something about when you think you're set for life. Oops. No.
Yeah.
Much. Then Sierra calls and.
Yep. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Let's ride.
Yeah. Let's ride. Exactly. Let me call you a ride.
Yeah.
Speaking of calling for a ride, and this one I thought was kind of funny because it comes from outkick.com, but because we both like to play video games, and I know you like to go to GameStop every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been so pissed off that you couldn't get a ride that you pulled out a couple of knives on people that refused to give you a ride?
Wow. Can't say that I have.
Yeah, well, this guy, the headline's Florida man throws a knife at two people after they refused to give him a ride to GameStop. Says Florida man really wanted to ride to GameStop earlier this week, so much so that he was willing to pull out a couple of knives on those who refused to give him the ride. It's unclear if he was trying to make it to the video game store to purchase a newly released game or get ripped off by trading in one. But it's also a possibility the man had something shipped to the store and really wanted to ride so he could pick it up. But whatever the case, 19-year-old James Colasanti was arrested instead and given a free ride to the local jail. The free ride to jail took place after he pulled out two pocket knives and threatened to kill two people for refusing to give him the ride. He pulled the knives after he asked for a ride and was denied. One of the victims was initially able to take the weapons away, but Colasanti wasn't finished with the knife play.
Uh-oh.
According to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office, after his pocket knives were taken away, he ran into the kitchen and grabbed a 7-inch kitchen knife. The kitchen knife wasn't as easy to take away from him, and he then allegedly threw it at the two victims before fleeing the scene. He was followed by one of the unnamed victims who saw him climb over a fence at a nearby Flagler Palm Coast High School. School was in session, and the campus had to briefly lock down because of the incident. Police found him hiding in a storage container on the school's campus, and they arrested him without incident. He faces multiple charges as an arrest of his GameStop meltdown, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and armed trespassing on school grounds. There's no follow-up to it, so we'll have to. They do have the dash cam video of it, and he's out by the football field with guns drawn on him. So good for him. Oh. It was worth it for... He probably has won that new Zelda game that you got.
Yeah, that, or he's been playing a little too much GTA with a little mix of Assassin's Creed in there somewhere.
Probably. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. And Jack Clegg. Nope, not Jack Clegg. Nobody's on after us tonight. So I was thinking it was Thursday because of Florida man. But either way, we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, if you're going to be dumb like this guy, you know, make sure that you're tough. We'll talk to you later.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990.